Welcome to Wonder in Reality with Jim Harwell. Hi, this is Jim. This is part two of the simplicity of the gospel. And this message, part two, is called The Natural World and how it reveals the simplicity of the gospel. The purpose of this entire message is to encourage us that it is simple. A walk with God Almighty is simple and easy and basic, and every day can be like that. We can have that sense of wonder and it's exciting and it's in the present. Glory to God. And 99.9% of it, in fact, really 100%, is our relationship with Him directly. Amen. So with the natural world, the famous verse is Romans 1:20. I do want to read that. But again, a lot of my point of this is that we don't have to have the Bible and other things like that to walk with God in His fullness. And the natural world reveals that greatly and in fullness. And I want to get into that. And again, I want to emphasize, most people throughout human history, let's say before 1500, people did not have a Bible, right? So let me say this. For the majority of human history, people have not had a Bible to refer to every day. And then over time, after the Bible was put together in the late 1400s, then the Bible became more and more prevalent. So today, in the developed world, we can all have a Bible. But as I said in the previous message, estimates are that up to 1 billion people on earth right now do not have a Bible and or they cannot read, but they can walk with God just as well as anyone else. And I want to kind of back that up with this natural world, just some thoughts about the natural world and how God reveals Himself through the natural world. And Romans 1:20 does say, "For since the creation of the world, His invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse." Basically, the created world reveals His invisible attributes. And it's amazing. Just an example of that, let's look at the... I want us to step back and kind of look at this from the perspective of someone who's in the situation I just mentioned. People that didn't have a Bible, and even today, they don't have access to the Bible, but also all the other things related to, say, modern technology, you know, hearing the gospel and hearing the great teaching that we have access to here in the developed world. All the books, the teachings, CDs, DVDs, the internet, all of these things. It's just right. It's incredible what we have today. And yes, we should use those things to our advantage. But my whole point of this message is a walk with Him is so simple. We don't even need all those things. And here's an example in the natural world. The three things that we need as human beings to survive really every day. The sun, S-U-N, the sun, the light, that's obvious, okay? Water, we have to have water. If we don't have water for 3 days, we as humans will die, okay? And then food. Of course, we have to have food. And those three things reveal God completely. In fact, Jesus talked about those three things. Amen. He talked about the righteous shall shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. He said, "I'm the light of the world." Now that's the spiritual light. Amen. But He's speaking to people and He's saying, "I'm the light of the world." And then He said, "You're the light of the world." The light of the world. Well, the sun, what's in the natural, what's the light? Come from the sun. So that's one example. Then He talked about living water. Glory to God. This is a great teaching in John, the book of John. You can look it up. He talked about living water at the woman at the well. He said, whoever drinks this water will thirst again. Whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him will never thirst. Amen. And he talked about water in other places too. Unless you're born of water and the Spirit, you cannot enter the kingdom of God. That's actually the first phase of a walk in the Spirit. Water, of course, is symbolic. And again, these are things in the Bible, but I don't even want to get into the Bible because my whole point is we don't have to have a Bible to walk with Jesus Christ. We don't have to have all these great teachings and all these great, and that should be encouraging to us. It really should be, fill us with wonder and the reality of Him, that we walk with Him directly. Amen. Every person on the earth can walk with Him directly, and they don't need anything else. They don't need a person. They don't need the Bible. They don't need all these great teachings and books and modern technology. In fact, a lot of those things get in the way of a walk with Him. He is a jealous God. He wants to deal with us, and He has to deal with us directly. This is a holy thing. It's sacred. He's our Father. Jesus Christ is our brother, our Savior, our Lord. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Jesus Christ and the Spirit of the Father. Amen. He has to deal with us directly. That's what I believe He's referring to when He says He's a jealous God. There cannot be any other things in the way of our relationship with Him. If there are, He can't reveal Himself. He's God Almighty. This is a glorious truth. This is the first commandment in the Ten Commandments. It's Jesus Christ's, the greatest commandment, He said. That's what I'm referring to here. First commandment, you shall have no other gods before me. Nothing else can come between us and Him and before Him. If there is something else, we can't walk with Him. He can't reveal Himself to us in the way He wants to. He will as much as He can. He's going to do whatever He can to reveal Himself, to get people saved, so that they can spend eternity with Him in heaven and receive eternal life and not go to hell. But it's up to us. We have a free will. He can't make anyone walk with Him. Okay, Jesus Christ, first commandment. What's the greatest commandment? We all know it. Love the Lord your God with everything you have. All your heart, all your soul, all your mind, all your strength. Everything. And if we're not doing that, we're not receiving Him in His fullness, right? And really, He's going to reveal Himself in the way that we seek Him. If we just give Him part of ourselves, He'll give us part of Himself. If we give most of ourselves, He'll give most of Himself. If we give all of ourselves to Him, amen, He gives all of Himself to us. This is a holy mystery. This is a incredible truth here. And then finally, food. We know we have to have food, right? That's common sense. Every person on the earth, throughout history, every person knows we have to have food. And how do we get food? It's grown through crops, right? And that starts with seeds. That was Jesus, one of the main natural world teachings that He gave over and over again, was about seeds. Seeds, incredibly important. I'll continue this in part two. Thank you for listening. This is Jim with Bridge Ministries, and this is the simplicity of the gospel.